Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much, Mr. Bond.
Bond?
Bond.
I don't know who that is.
You're boned.
Hmm. And that means I'm in trouble? I'm boned?
You're boned.
Hmm. Shaken?
Not stirred.
Right.
Left.
Do either of us have a Bond movie this episode?
I wish.
Nah, I got nothing. I got nothing for Bond.
I really wish.
Double a whiff on that one.
Yeah. I could just lie and be like, you know the one with walking in the balloon. It's my favorite.
Is that View to a Kill?
I think so. He's over the racetrack at the end with the horsies.
That's a crappy one.
Oh, it's really bad. It's not Roger Moore's fault, okay?
I mean, I don't know. Is it? Was he in a good Bond movie?
No, but I feel like that time didn't really make any good Bond movies.
No, not so much.
I could be wrong, but...
I don't think so.
I don't think he's a bad Bond.
Moonraker's pretty awful. Like,
yeah.
There's no real good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of he's the funny Bond, right? That's his shtick. He's the funny one.
I don't know if it was by choice, but yeah.
Yeah. That's bad stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Tapes and Scales. We're doing Tapes and Scales thing.
Were you recording?
Yeah, that whole thing.
Huh.
Sorry.
That's all right.
We don't give two fucks around here.
No, I mean, we're talking about Bond. It's relevant.
Mm-hmm. Gold Bond.
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond.
they bring back like Pierce Brosnan. Instead of Goldfinger, we have Gold Bond.
Gold Bond.
Just old decrepit. Like, he's not either. He's still, I mean, he was
He still looks good, yeah.
Yeah, he was in World's End. Was probably the thing I saw him in the most recently. Looked like Pierce Brosnan, no joke.
I always appreciated how much Pierce Brosnan and Timothy Dalton look similar.
I could see that, yeah.
They're a similar look. Well, they wanted Pierce Brosnan first. He was working on something, so they went to Timothy Dalton, I believe, was the story.
I believe that.
And then they got him later when Dalton was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I got Rocketeer money to make. And made it, he did.
I mean, it's one of my favorite Joe Johnston movies.
I love the Rocketeer. Can we just talk about the Rocketeer instead?
If you want.
I mean, I do, but we won't.
Okay.
They're here to hear about movies that they might want to go see, and I love people telling us on social media. I'm lying right now. I love when people tell us that they go and they watch these movies after they've heard our reviews. That makes me happy, where they're like, yeah, that was garbage.
Hmm.
It's my favorite.
A lot of people were watching Anon.
Oh, yeah. Why was that the one?
I don't know.
Hmm. If you could pick, up to this point, what movie you've reviewed that you would want people to go see, or even a movie I reviewed, if there was something that just sounded fun, like, hey, this is the one you should probably spend 2 hours of your life on.
Well, that's easy. What's one you watched?
Yeah, it's Black Dynamite.
It's Black Dynamite. That's not close.
I don't feel like this will ever be right between us. I think I'm going to have to ask Michael J. White to, like, punch me or something.
You may. Like, Mr. Spawn, sir, I really need you to kick me in the face.
Dear Mr. Spawn, sir.
Dear Mr. Al Simmons, Jai White.
Al Simmons, Jai White, pencil guy from The Dark Knight. I think you were in a fan Power Ranger movie. Yeah. Could you please just drop kick me into oblivion
and
so
fan
my
Mortal
friend...
Kombat. He was Jax in the fan Mortal Kombat. Yeah. Yep. Get your metal arms on. Punched him in the head. That bad?
You'll see.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. It's Cliff's favorite bad movie.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna kick this off.
Okay.
Buddy o pal.
Sure.
And it's funny that this is my next movie because we were just talking some Alien. My next movie is Alien Covenant.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear what you think about this.
All right. So 2017 is when that came out. I watched it on the 28th of February of this year of our Lord.
The last day of February.
Yeah, I snuck it in. 2 hours, 2 minutes. Horror, sci-fi, thriller.
They love giving multiple genres.
They really do, and it's always funny when like some of them are wrong. Like, I don't think any of those are necessarily wrong.
Well, you'll get it. I mean, I know I've talked to you about this before because it was the thing we talked about way back in Poor Man's Process days, but is science fiction a genre?
Right, and I know how you feel about this.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it as a genre.
Okay.
I understand your points of view.
Yep.
I think if it's not a genre, I think it's a good way to generalize what kind of fare you're going to see.
Right. So you look at it in terms of like fantasy, Western, things like that.
Sure. There's a lot of different... It's almost like a... I feel like it works better as a subgenre.
Agreed.
Where it's like, hey, this is a Western... Like East of West, one of my favorite comics.
Yeah.
This is a Western. Now it's a space Western.
Yeah.
Like...
Right.
Sci-fi, like, space Western.
Like Firefly.
Right.
Where it's like, it kind of describes... Like, it's so broad. Like, a Western's like... Is it a Western like Sam Raimi's The Quick and the Dead? Or is it a Western like... Unforgiven.
Right.
Like, one's a character Very drama, different. One is an action movie, and they're both just couched in the Western setting.
Right.
So it's tough, right? Like, so you have a sci-fi movie like Alien and a sci-fi movie like 2001, A Space Odyssey. Both prolific pieces of science fiction.
Right.
Both very different from one another.
Yes.
Or Back to the Future in there, right? Like,
sure.
Three totally different films. Three of my favorite films of all time.
There's not even a spaceship in Back to the Future.
Nope. Well, unless you're from the 50s and you think the DeLorean's one.
That's... Half credit. I don't know. Let us know what you think out there. You can tweet at me at @mad_dog_Tim. That's @mad_dog_Tim. You can do it because I read all the unbelievable crap you send me.
You
all
can
of it.
Tweet at SuperliminalFLM and I won't read a goddamn thing because I don't use our goddamn Twitter.
No, you don't.
But you can. I mean, harass Dan if you want.
That's a Dan problem.
Yeah. Get it, Dan. Tell him why he stinks.
Dearest Dan. You smell. Teehee.
I don't have 140 characters.
I'm going to keep it simple.
That's right.
I don't know why we're picking on Dan so much.
I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah, but not specifically right now.
All
right.
You suck too, Jared.
Yeah, Jared. Don't even get me going. There are pieces of shit, and then there are pieces of shit. Am I right?
I mean, and then there's Jared.
Yeah, I mean, the lowest of the low.
Right.
Just the goddamn worst.
It's true. Take that, Jared.
Take that. You damn hippie. I know, I'm growing
the
my
nightmare
hair.
Of hair.
The nightmare of hair. That's good.
Right?
Yeah, no, he needs that on like a robe that he wears around.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. The nightmare of hair.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Oh, yeah, Alien Covenant. That's what we're talking about.
The nightmare of alien.
The nightmare of aliens. Ridley Scott did this, if you can believe it. Starring Michael Fassbender. Catherine Waterson, Billy Crudup, a bunch of other people.
A bunch of Michael Fassbenders.
A bunch of Michael Fassbenders. So many Michael Fassbenders. Now, I like Michael Fassbender.
Oh, as you should.
He's like top notch.
He is.
This movie is not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't hate this too bad, but I'm not in love with this either. So here's your description from IMDb. The crew of a colony ship bound for a remote planet, discover an uncharted paradise with a threat beyond their imagination and must attempt a harrowing escape.
My description? One man teaches another man to play his flute.
Both are about as accurate, right? I feel like yours actually tells more about the movie, right?
One man teaches another man to play his flute. Maybe they're the same man. Maybe it's the same flute. You don't know.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Anyways, this movie's fine. It's just, what has this Alien franchise kind of devolved into?
Recent interviews with Ridley Scott, his claim that the franchise, and I hate it when people say stuff like this, has to evolve in order to stay relevant.
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, I don't think it requires you pumping out two mediocre movies to make it evolve.
Right.
Like, no. Wrong.
What was your feelings on that other piece of crap?
Prometheus?
That's the one.
All right, so Prometheus is okay. Like,
it is okay.
Neither of these movies are bad.
Right,
I
agree.
Movies are bad. Like, but then there's Alien and Aliens, which are some of the, as we were just discussing, some of the best pieces of science fiction ever committed to cinema. And then there's Alien 3, which we know your opinion on Alien 3 out there. And
I don't hate it that much.
And then, everybody but Tim hates it. And then...
it's solid in the middle for me.
And then Resurrection, which I actually like more than most people do, probably.
I would need to rewatch it. I mean, Ron Perlman's there, right?
He is.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's from the guy who directed City of Lost Children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really cool.
That definitely sounds like one I should rewatch.
It was written by Joss Whedon.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's probably got a lot... It's a lot better than I remember.
It's maybe not, but... Watch it for this. Tell me what you think.
That's fair. That's fair enough. I'll watch it. I will. I'll make a point.
Prometheus was pretty lackluster. Still like a beautiful film, and it had interesting premise to it. And I'm like, all right, I kind of get it. And then Covenant came out, and I was kind of like, all right.
Yeah. I don't feel like it accomplishes too damn much.
It's
Prometheus, at least. Like, you could go into that movie like my wife did, and not actually know it ties into the Alien universe until the end, which was awesome. Because I knew, because it was spoiled for me.
Yeah.
And because I was just like, this is a weird sci-fi movie. Maybe I'll check it out. And someone spoiled it for me. I was like, oh, well, now I kind of have to watch it.
Yeah.
And I was like, just wait for it. Just wait for it.
Yeah.
And then that end happens.
This is why I wish the alien was called Space Trucker, so you'd have no predisposition to think an alien was going to pop up. Because what if you didn't know?
Sure.
What if you're like, just watch this movie. What's it called? Shut up. And then you make them watch it, and they don't know. By the time that chestburster happens, I think they would genuinely be surprised.
Which is great.
Yes.
And if we weren't in this internet age, I'm sure more people would have not known.
Yeah. That's why I had a... Friend of the podcast, CJ, watch Soylent Green.
Oh, nice.
And he did not know what Soylent Green was.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
That's
I was
the
so
kind
jealous. I was like, oh, my God, I wish I could have watched it not knowing the conceit of the movie.
Yeah. You have to be a friend of your friends, and if they don't know a certain thing, don't spoil it.
No.
Show them.
Yeah.
Give them that experience.
Somehow he hadn't watched Futurama, so figure that out.
And then hit him upside the back of his head.
Right.
You're still on the right. Yeah, you can hit him.
Yeah. That's Futurama, for God's sake.
Yeah. Shut up and take my money.
Yeah. Classic.
You know that meme, but you haven't watched it, you jerks.
They're all just waiting like Fry's dog.
It's poor
like the
dog.
Saddest
it's
thing
so
ever.
Damn sad.
Oh, my God. I remember the first time I watched it. I think I'm going to cry.
Matt,
that's brutal.
Matt Groening, you prick.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this movie got a... Did I even talk about the damn movie? I don't...
You did. You talked about the movie, what your reaction
was
to it.
It doesn't feel like an alien movie. It's a little far-fetched, kind of like the micro-organic levels that they start with.
It's
I could have done without that.
Like, harkens into this whole thing of creation.
Yeah.
And the reason for creation, and then perfection, and the aliens tie into it, the androids tie into it. It's like, the allegory's fine, and I understand kind of the concept of trying to, this foolish notion of achieving perfection, and what happens to the imperfect things that create the perfect. Like, it's all interesting, the Frankenstein's monster kind of allegory, I get it,
and
but...
And Fassbender's great.
Yes.
But I don't care what he's trying, this ride he's taking me on, I don't care.
Right, it's just so far away from what we signed up for Alien, that's like, no matter how much you want the franchise to evolve, like, just making a movie kind of, like, forcing us to get over it isn't really going to help push the audience. I mean, they lost a lot of people with this one.
And I'm not surprised at all. I mean, they didn't even blow anything out of the air hatch.
No.
You know?
No.
And
okay.
I will say, even though it's a little jarring, what's his name from Eastbound and Down?
Oh, Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, thank you.
You're welcome.
He's in this. He's pretty good in this.
Yeah.
As a serious actor. It's just so hard to take him as a serious actor because you're just so used to laughing at everything he does.
Yep.
And I'm like, he's actually putting in a fairly emotional, good performance here. And I feel like even that is taken from me.
Yeah. I mean, I was staggered to hear when they were releasing the new Halloween, the newest Halloween, that he was a co-writer. And I was like, what? Okay.
Sure. That could be great.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, this movie. So where do you think IMDb puts it?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to go with a 6.2.
6.4. You were so close. I was really like hanging on every syllable there. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it 65% out of 368.
That's pretty favorable.
Audience gave it 55% out of 63,000, whatever.
Yeah.
I give it a 4. A 4 out of 10. It is not what I wanted. It is not unwatchable. You just won't earn anything for doing it.
So it was a 4 of disappointment.
A lot of disappointment.
I think that's fair. I'd rate it a little bit higher, but not... But again, I'd say a lot of that came from disappointment.
I feel like the only reason it got a 4 instead of anything lower is because I feel like the actors actually
they were great.
Did great job. Catherine Waterson, I assume she's the lead woman. She was great.
She was.
And she got better as it went on when you realized, she's probably more important. Like as the crew starts thinning out, as you do in an alien movie, you're
of course,
she's really going to step up here. And she did.
Yeah. I mean, the production design's great. There was some great. Yeah, like it's Ridley Scott, right? Ridley Scott could sleepwalk and make a great movie, but
he just didn't.
Right. And that's the thing. It's just there was so much missing script wise from this that was like, I mean, it just didn't quite work for me. I agree with you. And I think the numbers come so low because it's just, you're expecting, I don't need Alien again, but I need something at least in the realm of that.
I think I'd almost appreciate something getting blown out the airlock at this point.
Sure.
They're on the ground and the whole mountain, there's a mountain, and like just blow that whole thing out of an airlock.
Put her down, you bitch.
Coming out night, mostly. So, yeah, let's not talk about this anymore.
What
do you got?
No, let's talk about a movie that I know you watched, because this was the first movie that you and I overlapped.
Yes, we both watched this year. You just got to it before me. So what is it?
It is the 2018 comic book film Aquaman.
Aquaman's.
Yeah. The man who got caught in a plastic six ring.
Yeah, and then he just couldn't escape.
Nope.
So remember, kids, recycle. But cut those rings.
Cut those rings. Save a duck, save an Aquaman.
How long does it take?
I really wish they could get a picture of Jason Momoa stuck in a plastic six ring.
I will get on it.
Please.
Not for the thumbnail for this, though. I already made that.
No, that's fine. We don't need that. They're already great. We need additional great.
Additional great?
Yes,
all right,
please.
I'm on it.
All right. I watched this in March of this year. IMDb, or the runtime, sorry. There's an IMDb in here. I meant to bring that up to you.
Okay.
Next to minutes is an IMDb.
Oh, so there is.
Yeah. I noticed it when I was filling stuff out and then re-noticed it now.
Do you know the IMDb minutes?
The IMDb minutes are 2 hours 22.
Please read me back the IMDb minutes.
The genre, I labeled it as comic book.
I like when you do that because they don't really do that at all.
No.
On these sites.
Action fantasy.
It's like, what?
This was
Shut
action
up.
Fantasy sci-fi is how they labeled it.
What?
I believe, yeah.
Oh, of course they threw in sci-fi to piss you off.
Yeah, there's some technology underwaters.
Ooh, they're like spaceships, but they're in water, so no.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren has hair. Science fiction.
You know I love Dolph Lundgren.
I know.
I love him so much.
Directed by the fantastic James Wan.
Yes.
Starring Jason Momoa, Patrick Wilson, Amber Heard, Nicole Kidman, Willem Dafoe, Dolph Lundgren. Come on.
Everybody you've ever loved in
a
movie.
This cast is terrific. The story, or the summary, I'll give it to you how I wrote it. I wrote this one custom.
Ooh.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Atlantis must be ruled by someone. Why not the Aquaman?
But why not the Aquaman?
Why not the Aquaman?
Why not the Aquaman?
That's kind of the movie, right?
That
why
is...
not that guy?
Why not that guy?
That's kind of the whole movie. He's kind of proving why that guy. Why not?
Yeah.
Amber Heard's like, why not this guy?
But why not this guy? Well, he doesn't really want it, but maybe he should.
Yeah, Patrick Wilson's like, no.
I feel like this was the entirety of Game of Thrones just wrapped up real short-like.
This movie was so... Yeah, Game of Thrones. So, like, Game of Thrones, and we're going to take Raiders of the Lost Ark and push it into it.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, it's just this action-adventure movie, but it's also this high fantasy film. It's wild, dude.
It is high fantasy, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It is. I was watching it, and I was just like, what is this?
Right.
Like, several times during the movie, I was just like, what is that? What am I watching right now?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And then you get to the trench thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Oh, so good.
That glorious shot of him with the things above him and the things below him and the light is all in the middle. That is one of the best composed shots in a comic book. Like, it's a panel, right? Top, middle, bottom. That's a page.
Yes, absolutely.
Of three panels. Holy shit. Like, good on you, James Wan.
I swear to God, this is one of those movies... And I don't know if I rate it higher or lower than you, but, like, I wish I didn't know what the trench was going into this.
Yeah.
I know enough about
Aquaman. Yes.
I know enough about Aquaman to know what's loosely going to happen as far as the trench.
And for sure.
I was like, I wish I didn't know.
Yes.
Because I would love this if I just didn't know.
Yeah, I love that the movie just, I mean, it's James Wan, right? We're talking about Saul. We're talking about The Conjuring. We're talking about that whole universe.
Yep.
Dude knows him some horror movie.
Yeah.
And just all of a sudden the movie turns into a horror movie in the middle of act two. It's just like, oh shit, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're watching like a really interesting horror flick.
And the trench is great, and it's a newer set of characters,
and
that's New 52 Aquaman, if you want to check it out. New 52 Aquaman was fantastic.
Yeah, turns into a badass.
Yeah, Geoff Johns.
Badass.
Very good.
Also very good happens stuff. To be a badass.
No one understands him.
But yeah, I think one of the things that Joss did really well with the Avengers movies is he had this really good ability to take what looked like comic book panels and put them on the page. Like that scene where it's going around the Avengers in the first Avengers movie and the camera's just moving and all this shit happening.
Yeah.
That's like a double splash page. It's wild shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, this is so cool. It's like he understood how a comic book should be. Like, I think that's something that Zack Snyder tended to miss a lot when he directed movies, was he forgot, like he wanted to literally take one and push it in the other. Where Joss was like, how can I marry these two things together? And I think James Wan does that a few times in this movie where you're just like, damn it, he really understands comic books.
Yeah.
And that's what really, those were some of the moments that really knocked it up quite high for me, especially from the previous DC fair we've had.
Of course. Yeah. This is way better than all of that.
Yep.
Which on paper, you'd be like, Aquaman. Like, you know, 5 years ago, you'd be like, Aquaman movie? Better than a Justice League movie? Get out of
that
here.
That guy who got caught in the plastic ring thing?
Yeah, didn't he just choke to death under the water?
That's
lame.
Right. You know what you all, you know what everybody wants. They want to know the scores.
They're gluttons for punishment. They want scores.
IMDb 7.1.
Okay.
Critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes, 65%. Pretty good.
Okay.
Audience, 76%.
Nice.
Coming to the rescue.
I like that.
So what do you think you would put this at?
You know, you would have thought I would have thought about this.
That's okay. You don't have to, it's not etched, so there's no proof outside of the recording.
And I'll burn all this evidence down. I would say I would probably put it like a 6.5 to a 7 range. It's not a perfect movie. At times, it's a little long. I never would say it drags, but it's long.
It's clunky.
And you're kind of going from this scene to this scene to this scene, and they feel drastically different.
Like Raiders, right? Like,
right. I loved Black Manta.
Oh, that redesign of his costume is so good. George Shell did that, and good Lord, he knocked the roof off with that one.
Yeah, that was really good. I wouldn't say it's a perfect movie, but I think it's a very good start of a series of movies, whether it be a trilogy or just a handful or 95 of them for whatever they want to do.
Sure, sure.
But for it to be an Aquaman movie, I think it's really good.
Agreed. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Nice. All right. Well, we're on the same page. This ain't no Black Dynamite controversy.
It's not. So what's your next film?
Well, it's funny you bring it up. I want you to read what my next film is because you wouldn't believe me otherwise. What's that say right there?
It says, Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
It sure does say it, doesn't it, lad? You talk about Jax. Oh, well, he's here.
Yeah, well, not that one. Michael Jai White was in that that fan Mortal Kombat thing.
Thing's better.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's rad. Yeah,
it's
like
pretty
that.
Cool. Michael Jai White's just like, oh, you're a fan? You want me to make something awesome?
Yeah.
You got it. Mortal Kombat Annihilation is my next movie.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Like I said,
is this Cliff's favorite? This one is Cliff's favorite bad movie, Annihilation specifically.
Yes, it's his favorite bad movie that he never gets tired of watching. I mean, I don't know what my favorite bad movie is, but it ain't this.
I mean, I did say I'm a fan of Ed Wood in the previous episodes, so
sure.
I can't say too much.
No one should ever be able to say anything. Like if you're owning it and you're like, this is my favorite,
it's your guilty pleasure
thing.
Right, that's the point. It's a you know it's kind of poop, but that's part of the endearing quality of it. Sure.
But that being said, this is not my favorite guilty pleasure movie, so I can straight up tell you this is a heaping pile, sorry Cliff, earmuffs Cliff, of bullshit.
It is not just awful, it's god fucking awful.
It is. The effects just, they're cringeworthy. I watched this on March 4th, 2019. It's an hour 35. It feels like I'm watching Lawrence of Arabia or something. Like, so awful.
I'll just rewatch Dr. Zhivago 3 times.
It will go quicker.
Yes.
Action, adventure, fantasy?
Sure.
I guess there was action because there
was
kung
sure
fu.
Shit is not a genre, so...
Fantasy is the only part of it I kind of give them. A group of martial arts warriors have only 6 days to save the Earth from an extra-dimensional invasion.
Is this James Remar Raiden or is this Highlander Raiden?
This is James Remar.
James Remar. Man, I like James Remar too. God damn it, James Remar.
I know. Why were you in this?
I mean, granted, the first Mortal Kombat wasn't doing anything for Christopher Lambert either.
No, and that was a better movie, but...
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Directed by John R. Leonetti. And I believe, didn't he do like a couple good movies, but not this?
I mean, any other movie he did was probably good comparatively.
You know what? That's very true.
Yep.
Starring Robin Shaw, Talisa Soto, and James Remar, like we mentioned. Yeah, it's a movie. It's Mortal Kombat. How many of these video game characters can we cram into a piece of shit?
Several.
Yeah. It's not fun at all.
Animalities are in this, right? Or,
yeah.
He turns into like this weird, unlookoutable dragon that like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie had better CG effects than.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's things from like the 1960s that have better effects.
Well, certainly they were doing practical then.
It's so bad.
It's wretched. It is
and
wretched.
Like, It's not even that it's bad. It's that some of these things that happen in this movie, it's like, oh, we're going to fight this weird monster thing because we're in a fantasy world. Okay, well, it looks like garbage. It's total garbage. You can't identify it as anything you'd see in a D&D monster manual. Like, what was the inspiration for this?
Even the production design ranges from the physical stuff looks cheap, like it looks like you got it out of a Spirit Halloween, to if it's CG backgrounds or whatever, it looks like poorly rotoscoped garbage.
Right. Anything in the foreground that's CG, I can kind of forgive because CG was just not right. What it was back then.
Jurassic Park would beg to differ with you.
Well, you're right. Fuck thanks, guys.
What year was this again?
This is 97.
Yeah. Jurassic Park came out in 93.
Mm.
T2 came out in 91.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
this is why we cringe at CG for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. God, now that I think about it, when did Reboot come out?
Late 90s, probably.
Because that was better.
I love Reboot,
and
dude.
That was a TV budget versus a movie budget. So.
How good was Reboot?
Reboot's fantastic.
Did you ever watch the movie?
I don't think I did.
That's good.
Does it like finish off the series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, it's good.
I didn't then. Megabyte.
So good.
Anyways, this movie's terrible. Go watch Reboot.
Yeah, watch Reboot.
I guess we'll do numbers because that's a thing we do.
Sure.
IMDb. What do you think IMDb did? Because you know they're always wrong.
I'm going to go with 4.8.
3.7. Don't worry. Rotten Tomatoes will help you out here. 3% is your critic score out of...
Sorry, 0.3%?
0.3%.
Shit.
Out of 40 reviews. That's my favorite part.
Cliff, come on, buddy.
And the audience score is 25%, and that's just fanboys who love Mortal Kombat.
That's Cliff just registering different usernames on
Cliff,
Rotten
Tomatoes. Cliff, you gotta stop. There's better things to do with your time. like anything.
Anything.
I give it a 2 out of 10.
I think that's generous.
The only reason that it doesn't get lower, I don't do a 0. I reserve 1 for special movies.
We talked about this, like when you tip at a restaurant and they do a really poor job, you don't
give
leave
them
nothing,
a penny.
You leave a penny so you
right.
know that they know you didn't just forget.
Right.
Like you intentionally were like, I'm going to find a penny to leave on the table, you jerk.
Correct. And at the end of the day, I can look at almost all those characters and know who they are.
Sure.
I mean, sure, you could complain about a recasting of Raiden, but that's really not their fault.
No, and I think Reamer's a reasonable choice to go to at that point.
He's fine. I mean, he didn't really look like Raiden from the game. Or,
neither of them
did. Lambert was closer. But still, whatever. This is garbage. We all know that, except for Cliff.
That's right.
If you see Cliff, give him a bunch of shit for this.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you
it's
can.
Well, sort of related to this. What do you rate lower, this or Batman versus Superman?
Oh, man.
Because I feel like this is a tough fight for me to figure out which one I like less.
I feel like I hated Batman Superman more.
I feel like I did too.
Because it took up more of my time, and I think it insulted its audience.
I think Mortal Kombat Annihilation...
The only thing it had was Gail Godot.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think Mortal Kombat Annihilation kind of knows what it was. Like, it's this goofy nonsense little bit of... Like, you can tell the characters are having a good time, the actors kind of know. Where Batman vs. Superman, it's like totally... Again, you think that's like this bad... He thinks he's so cool. He's such a badass.
Right.
It's like, this is awful. I want to kill you.
So, bonus review, Batman versus Superman.
Less than a 2, we figured out.
1.5.
I'd go 1.
Yeah?
I'd go 1.
There are...
I will go 2.5, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I will go to 0.5.
All right. Well, I guess... no, I'm going to stick with this, because I'd have to change my ratings. Yeah. So, 1 is my lowest. You'll go 0.5.
Okay. All right, so let's dig us out of this hole, Tim.
Could you please?
A movie you may not have seen, but I could recommend.
Okay.
2015's The Devil's Candy.
Sounds cool.
It's an interesting flick. I watched it in March.
Okay.
It is an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
And it is, to no surprise, a horror movie.
Oh, really?
Yep. So it's about a family, a father, played by Ethan Embry. I don't know if you're an Ethan Embry fan.
Oh, I'm trying to think of...
Rusty from National Lampoon.
Okay.
He was in... Oh, man, he's in a bunch of stuff.
There's just something I always associate with, and I can't put my... The
it's
name's
one
so
of those,
familiar.
One of those teen comedies from when we were youths.
Utes. Two Utes?
Yeah, what the heck is the one with Seth Green in it? And
oh, like Can't Hardly Wait?
Can't Hardly Wait is precisely the one.
I love that movie.
Yep, he's in that.
Okay.
Bunch of stuff. He was in, I saw him in the show Freaky Links.
I've heard of that.
It was on Fox. It was from the people who did Blair Witch. I loved Freaky Links, and he was the lead character in Freaky Links. And so since then, I've had this like love affair with Ethan Embry. And he plays a father, and he has a wife and a daughter, and they move into this house of a guy who went crazy and killed his mother, but is still out on like still at large.
Oh yeah.
So they get the house on a pretty sweet discount because nobody wants to move into this house.
Sure.
So
and they know.
They know that, yes, the person is still kind of out there.
Okay.
And you see the person who did this is played by, what is his name? I wrote it down because he's like, he's a great character actor. Pruitt Taylor Vince.
Okay.
He is, you may know him as, do you see Constantine with yeah. Keanu? You yep. know the heavier set reverend?
Okay.
Who like kills himself trying to drink alcohol but can't? That's him.
Okay.
He's like classic sleazeball guy in like everything he's
in. Yeah, he's
in.
Great.
Yeah, he plays like a complete lunatic in this one. He like plays guitar really loudly to drown out the devil. And so he goes crazy and kills his mother. And they move into this house. And then Ethan Embry's character is an artist. And he starts to get possessed by the devil. And you find out that like this, the Taylor Pruitt Taylor Vince's character comes back to the house and like he's trying to like create a relationship with the daughter to try to get back into the house, and it's like this really creepy slow pace. You don't know what's going on. Ethan Embry's having trouble selling art, and he's doing like really shitty commercial art, but he's like metalhead dude, and he starts to do all this crazy art because he's becoming possessed. And you find out towards the end that this guy isn't like just like a lovable kind of misunderstood mental patient. He's actually just a fucked up dude who murdered a bunch of children. And the children are trying to communicate with Ethan Embry to get him to find them and stop this. And so, like, it's this whole horrible kind of serial killer bit of business. And it's really, like, it's slow-paced, but it's realistic. Like, nothing goes crazy. There's not, like, over-the-top gun violence. There's, like, the third act is, like, there's a fire in the house. And there's the guy has a gun. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. That's a really interesting idea.
Yeah, it's really grounded, really different. Like, it's a very kind of... We're going to take a natural approach to this subject matter, not make it way over the top and crazy. You don't, like, you know, you see the product of Ethan Embry's kind of possession, but it doesn't go, like, way over the top, and, like, he kind of loses track of time, and they all play their parts really, really well. The girl who plays the daughter, Kira Glasgow, is really good in it, too. They all do an excellent job. Totally believable, totally natural, really low-key, but still, like, high stakes because this family's, you know, in danger.
That sounds awesome.
It's pretty rad.
I like the idea of the children trying to possess him to get him to do
yes
the revenge for them.
Yeah, like kind of like not even like they want him to kill the guy, but they want him like at the end the last shot is him unburying this bunch of suitcases of children.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's wild. Like it's pretty good. IMDb gave it a 6.4.
Okay,
which is on the lower end for IMDb. Rotten Tomatoes critic score is a 92%.
Wow.
The audience score was a 64%.
Huh.
I landed in the middle, and I was a 7 out of 10.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's worth watching.
Yeah, it's a good, like, low-key kind of horror movie.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
fun. We need more like that, Hollywood.
Please.
Hollywood.
That's right.
Get on it.
Now.
Now, you jerks.
Bye, jerks.
Bye.